This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It starts and ends with the Chef and Dre.
Holy cannoli, this is crazy.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Evan, why don't you lose that one?
Holy cannoli, this is crazy.
Now, gurus, it all comes down. It starts and ends with the Chef and Dre. No, it doesn't.
Jimmy Buckets.
Starts and ends with Steph and Jimmy Buckets. Jimmy Buck.
Curry was 40 of 40 on fourth quarter free throws up into that miss.
Uh-oh.
I made it up.
Is this a clutch miss? Was it a clutch miss for Curry?
I don't know what category goes. It was a game. Dude!
Look, Kyrie made all three in the fourth.
He had a movie named after him. Are we shocked? Uncle Drew. Check it out.
No.
He was the star.
I don't like sports movies. Except Hoop Dreams.
The Fish to Say Pittsburgh?
No, that's got Julius Serving. No chance.
You are so prejudiced towards him, man.
Celtic Pride. That's the best movie with your boy Wayans, I think.
You probably like Pride of the Yankees.
It's a tearjerker.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely is a tearjerker. So, dude, I don't know how you watch games, but I watched the Warriors play their first two games with Jimmy Butler, and I'm thinking...
You were excited.
I wouldn't say excited. I was more like, oh, boy. Huh. They look pretty good. They look pretty good.
Right.
I wonder if, you know what, they may have action. They... And I watched last night, and I didn't see the spark that I saw the first two nights.
And I love you for that. That's an astute assessment, Steiny, observation. The bottom line is I'm telling you what it was. I went and watched the second half.
What?
I fell asleep to it. He won't say it.
Who?
Butler. He didn't have that. The gas tank was a little empty.
You don't have
and it wasn't to the point, Evan, to where, oh, he's just gad. No, you could tell it was like a boxer. Now the fight's in the ninth or tenth
round. How's it going tonight?
That I don't know. And he said at his locker, Steiny, last night when the reporter approached him, that, you know, guys are going to go have their fun. Some are participating in the festivities. He's going to be putting in work. But, Steiny, he got started late. And if you look at the line, you think everything was good. But you could tell... He kind of is working himself back into shape. So that, to me, is what I took away and why I think this loss hurts. Because now, if I am right and there's something to it, and it's not a crazy thought, guy trying to play himself back into shape, missed a month of basketball, you got a game tonight. That's what I don't like.
Steve Kerr was asked what's got to change for them to make the playoffs.
Anything specific need to change with that playoff push coming up?
You got to play better.
See you later.
I would have said, yeah, Lenny, we got to win games. Later. That's what's got to change.
Oh, Bull Durham. I mean, I saw Bull Durham.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, it was all right. I like Field of Dreams, too. Field of Dreams is better than Bull Durham in my mind. It was a tearjerker. Yes, it was, Evan. When he came out of that cornfield and had a catch with his dad, how could that not pull at your heartstrings?
That's exactly. Fine. Dad, you not have a funny bone?
Can we have a catch?
I don't think he does.
Can we have a catch? Oh, my gosh. Goosebumps. You don't even know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that dumb video we did here at the station.
What are you talking about?
When Chesky was going around, is it, do you want to have a catch or do you want to play catch? I thought that's what you were talking about. Remember when we answered, do you want to have a catch?
Yeah, that's what.
No, it's play catch.
Yeah.
Evan, you want to go play catch?
You
want to go have a drink?
Yeah.
You get it? That's how you say that. You don't say you want to go have a catch.
That's something that doesn't, I don't know why that would get under your skin.
It's dumb.
No, it's not. A lot of people use that phrase.
It's not right.
Either one works.
Steiny, stop. That lets me know you're not an athlete if you say, let's go have a catch.
Okay.
You want to go have some one-on-one?
And that means a lot to me.
Want to go have some one-on-one? No, you want to go play ball.
Carter, what do you say you and me have a catch after the game?
Shut up.
Throwing it back.
Steiny.
My man, Carter.
Dude, that hurts. You have a cigarette.
Shut up, Evan.
Yeah. People said I'm on point with that. It was one person who felt like a lot.
Who?
Yeah.
Who's saying that?
Estimated eyes.
Warriors.
God. I'm with you. Jimmy just looked like it was his third game
actually,
back.
I'm not worried. I'm not with you on Butler last night. He was fine.
Yeah.
I mean, if this is a bad game for Butler, I think you got to take it.
And I'm not calling it a bad
21,
game.
21-9-7.
Yeah, no, I'm just the remember how you talked about it yesterday when we were at Chase? The eye test. Like, he took a little longer to get going, per se, or to get super active.
Hey, Evan, there it is.
What?
There it is. And I just want to make it crystal clear.
What are you talking about?
And it's happening already. The Warriors lose last night. Steph goes 9 for 23 and 4 for 13. But you know what? Jimmy Butler.
Oh, Stoddy's
he done. Was the issue with 21-9-7.
I just said Curry blew the game with the missed free throw.
No, but on the text thread, the first thing that we heard final whistle was, Jimmy Butler got the last shot?
Yeah. Evan, you kind of checked me with a haymaker. I know you weren't trying to hurt your boy, but I was on the couch like, Evan's got a point. He's like, that's what they brought Jimmy for. I just thought with Jimmy's gas or his wind not being where it's at, did we really need him to give him the ball in that situation? I would have liked to see Curry with
him.
Why?
Curry was having a bad game. Like, seriously, this is what I mean.
But it's the end of the game, though, Steiny.
Yeah, and you know what? That's the way he looks at Buddy Hield. Maybe Buddy Hield is 1 for 8, and he's like, he's due to make a couple.
Yeah.
Don't try to make it into something.
It's frustrating, though.
Stop it.
Frustrating.
People crying all year. They cry all year.
Yeah.
Steph needs help. Then Jimmy Butler makes a good hard move to the bucket in crunch time.
It's a
bang bang play. He gets called for a charge, and now you're like, Steiny, I would have liked to have seen Steph Curry have the ball. What do we think? Come on, we can't do that.
You set me up. You waited 2 hours to roll this out.
I was in the moment,
and I tell you what wouldn't have happened.
Durant left.
Hey, that's good. I'll tell you what wouldn't have happened had Steph had the ball that play. Because Steph don't do that.
No, he can't.
Jimmy was going too fast. Slow down. And I know it's your first couple games.
Who are you to tell Jimmy Butler what to do?
He's changed the dynamic of this team. He has, and I'm a big fan. And I was a fan before when we were hearing him. I'm just telling you, man. He took a little while to put the cape on, and he didn't have a bad game.
He's good. He's probably the best Warrior player last night.
Yeah, I just wish we had the relationship to bring up something that happened that's making its rounds on the internet about that game and Jimmy Butler, but you couldn't take it because you're turning into – we'll get too infantile.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Evan, do you have
I'm not ready. Maybe at the end of the show.
What is he talking about?
Yeah.
Trades are hard.
I'll tell you during the break. We got Mike at one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike D.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, what'd you think of last night's game? Was Jimmy Butler a little out of it? What's going on with Curry?
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, to me, Draymond Green was really good.
People killing me saying he was good in the second half. Right. Dude, you're acting like he was great all game.
You are.
Mm. Well, it's kind of the same thing with Draymond. Like,
yeah.
Draymond made a few awesome plays in the fourth quarter, but he was pretty subpar the first three quarters.
Who knocked him down and finished with the layup? There was threw a shoulder into him, and Draymond went flying under the basket. I'm not laughing.
Draymond put somebody down.
No, the dude put you didn't see it? I said, oh, he's going to be seething. Dude finished the layup, but he threw a shoulder. Should have been an offensive foul. And Dre went flying on his back, and the dude laid it up?
Who was it? I'm trying to think. Was it in the fourth quarter?
No, I want to say third quarter. What's my guy's name? Because Dallas looked like they had their B team, Prosper. Threw that shoulder into Dre, and Dre just went flying out his ass, laid there, and he just laid it up, ran down court. I said, oh, boy, it might not be our night.
I thought a big shot, too, was Najee Marshall's little bucket overstep.
Oh, that after a timeout, that was a big play.
Yeah, he was out at the 3-point line, and
it
Curry gave
fast.
Him a little too much room, and he kind of crossed over Steph, and then hit and then just went over him, and made a nice easy little laid shot.
Oh God! Oh, yeah.
Nothing. We don't have anything.
Well,
we don't have anything.
We need you in good spirits.
I am in good spirits.
What are you reading? It's throwing you off a little bit.
Well, let's go to Deborah.
I got
Deborah's in San Leandro. Let's get back to business here.
Hey.
Hey, Deborah.
Hey, guys. You guys are too much. Y'all cracked me up, man.
Thank you.
Guru, cool out. Chill, Goo.
Okay.
Thank you.
Because Butler is quite capable of making that last shot.
I know,
he's very efficient. Do you remember? I'm the one who said I wasn't too keen on getting him because he's not always available, right?
Yep.
But the man, when he's here, he does his thing. He's very efficient. And, you know, Steph was having a bad night. That's not why we lost. Mm. We lost because we couldn't make layups. We kept trying to force the ball inside to Jimmy. And tell me, please, why was Buddy Howe, why does he get so much time? Please tell me.
Deborah, I'm asking the same. I'm starting to ask the same. I don't. Steiny, tell her. Ask her. Answer her.
I mean, they don't have a lot of 3-point shooting, and whether we like him or not. You know what? Let me throw Evan there.
Okay.
Because I don't really know the answer. Why does Buddy Hield play so much?
Because he plays well with Curry. Or I should say, Steph is more effective when Buddy's on the floor. Like, if you really want the answer, I think that's it. Like, if you look at the two paired together, whether Buddy stinks or is good, Curry's more effective when Buddy's on the floor.
And he's
that's the reason.
Wow.
Well, that's spacing.
Yeah. And I hadn't thought of that.
I mean, that's the big
thing. The gravity of one guy has another guy in the game because of what you do.
Well,
I hear what Evan's saying. I hadn't thought about it.
I mean, the bottom line is Buddy came into the season a 40% career 3-point shooter. This year he's shooting 36, which isn't terrible.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, but it's not as good as they thought he would be.
Last few months has been, yeah.
I mean, if you were asked, if you're asking me, signing why is Buddy Hield playing so much, it's like we've got to have more 3-point threats out there. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Yeah, I think the Warriors are down a player in the backcourt. I mean, I think they're one player short, but I don't know who that player is and if they're going to be able to sign somebody in the buyout market, let's say, who's going to get playing time. But, I mean, think about it. Who are the guards on this team? It's Curry, it's Hield, and it's Pajemski. And I guess you could play Gary Payton a little at 2, but yeah. He can't shoot. He's not an offensive player. He doesn't like to play Moody at 2. Pat Spencer, clearly, you know, Spencer's one of the, you know, fringe guys on the bench. Yeah. So he's not going to get to him unless he thinks it's, you know, things are really going sideways. And, you know, the one thing I thought about this team after they lost, you know, after they got winner, it wasn't just Wiggins. Although Wiggins was shooting 38%.
It was Schroeder.
Schroeder was starting to make some shots. And even Lindy Waters, when he's in a game, you know what he's going to do. He's going to shoot threes.
He's not afraid.
And I don't think, like, here's the other thing. Steph's not shooting 44% from 3 anymore. He's shooting 39. So now your best 3-point shooter in the league, you know, one of the greatest shooters in history.
Right.
He's at 39. So,
and shooting a lot more, you know what I mean?
That's a problem. Mm. You know, Buddy Hield's at 36. That's a problem. Draymond can't shoot him. Butler doesn't want to shoot him. Moody seems to, you know, Moody's shooting 37%, but is he so much of a threat that he needs to be guarded out there?
Well,
Pajemski doesn't make a lot of threes. I mean, they just, that's the one shortcoming, I think, of this, one of the shortcomings of this team, along with size.
Well, let me read. Malcolm Brogdon, is he still out there on a buyout market?
He's not.
Okay, wow.
No, the Wizards are building something in our nation's capital. They're
How about D'Lo?
Who's he playing for these days?
D'Angelo Russell?
Yeah.
He's on the Nets. He got traded.
You want LeBron?
Hold on.
Let's go to Elena in Arizona first.
Hey.
And Guru can get his bearings. Hey, Elena, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Cool. For me, I can understand why Buddy's playing, but I just want to go back to the fact that I feel like a lot of these players kind of are made not to fit. I feel like we're fitting them around. We're talking about fitting them around Steph, but I feel like they're being in there to fit around Draymond because Dre can't play the five a lot because of his body, but then we're playing him the four. Because we're playing him the four, we keep assuming, oh, then Moody and Kuminga have to adjust to that but then Draymond doesn't play the four well either. He doesn't stretch the floor well. Like, who misses layups? Did you guys see that missed layup that he had even at the Lakers? Yeah. Like, nobody was on. No, it's an open floor. Like, if you know you can't make layups, dunk it. And I know I've seen you dunk, so I know you could put it in there. Just grab it and put it in. Like, and I feel like they just play really rushed. And I thought that's why they brought Jimmy, is when things are getting really paced up and rushed, he can slow things down. But no, and then Steph, come on, man. Like, I know he's great and incredible and whatever, but if you genuinely want to win, you got to look at yourself in the mirror. Like, the really weird, stupid passes they were making in the first half, even Draymond, like, Steph and Draymond together were combined for majority of the team's turnovers.
Like, and, yeah.
And before, in the old days, when you had all that firepower around you, you could afford that because you can come back, but you don't. And I think that needs to be realized. He's the only, and he's not even shooting it that great. And the reason why his percentages are so low is because Steph is trying to play hero ball and he keeps forcing these weird shots. And I'm like, you have Jimmy. Give him the ball in the post. The least you could do is he could do a turnaround fadeaway. And his percentages are great in the post.
I mean, it all makes sense, Elena. Appreciate the call. I mean,
the layups could be the kryptonite, man. How does NBA said NBA players work on that? That's what I call nastiness, too. Take it up there and finish, or try to bap on somebody and get fouled. But to constantly, Steiny, have that be a part of your team, a trait, that's not good.
I mean, I just don't, you know, when they got Jimmy Butler and they traded four guys for Jimmy Butler, I made a list of the roster of who it was then, and I couldn't quite put my finger on it, but I was thinking that there's not enough here. There needs to be another player. And I think the problem the Warriors have is they don't have any players that solve more than one or two needs. For example, you know, you just have to, and I think this is what Elena meant with Draymond Green. He's going to play 30 minutes a night. He just is. It's Draymond
Green. Should.
But he can't score. He can't stretch the floor. So, you know, you're taking a guy whose strength is being a great defensive player, but and he's helping you there,
right,
but he's hurting you offensively. And he just doesn't have to be guarded. He doesn't take threes when the game's on the line. And even if he does take a three with the game on the line, they're going to give it to him.
Right.
And, you know, I think what I'm trying to say is I get the Buddy Hield disappointment. I completely get it. But they got to he's got – like, they're not going anywhere if one of two things happens. Like, he's got to start making some shots or they're not going anywhere.
And you're playing 3-on-5 if you get nothing from Buddy, basically, is what you're saying. Because you ain't getting nothing from Dre, and if Buddy just keeps coming up zero, then, I mean, man, what do you got?
Exactly. And I look at Steve Kerr, and I think he's going to give Buddy Hield a shot every night because he feels like, if Buddy's making shots, we'll be okay. If Buddy's not making shots, we're in trouble. But we've got to give him a chance every night to make shots. That's what I feel like where Steve Kerr is right now. And then if Buddy's not making shots, I mean, what, you expect Pods to make shots? Yeah. I don't know.
And I keep focusing on Pods' great game, the season high, a couple games back at 29. But, you know, since then, he hadn't exactly been lighting it on fire either.
Now, Rich in Fremont.
Our man.
Hey, Rich.
What's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Trying to stay dry in this weather, but
yeah.
It's not working out.
No.
Honestly, I just think last night as a team, they were just mentally unbalanced. I mean, you saw what was going on. I mean, the mental mistakes throughout that game was apparent. I mean, come on, guys. You can't make layups. You know, the stupid passes. I mean, mentally, they just were not, as a team, they just were not in that game. I mean, anytime I saw Buddy Hield, a couple times he had the ball and he just wouldn't shoot it. And I'm thinking, okay, dude, you're a shooter. You're a shooter. That's what you're here to do. You're here to shoot. It's like, dude, if I'm your teammate, I'm like, you know what? Your job is to shoot, okay? Buddy Hield, your job is to shoot. If you miss a shot, I'm okay with it. But at least you took the shot. You know what I'm going to be upset at you about if I'm your teammate? It's when you get out there and you don't shoot at all. It's like, dude, help the team take the necessary shots.
Hey, Rich.
Every time you hit, it's going to help the team.
Yeah.
What's up?
Kerr has also talked about his players, and I think he's talking about Buddy, have lost their confidence. So maybe that's why you're seeing him reload or not let it fly. But you got to fix
dude,
it. I'm with you, man.
Man, look, our confidence or no confidence, you getting paid to shoot, brother.
Yeah.
Shoot the ball.
Thanks,
fellas.
Thank you, Rich.
That's a big
appreciate
deal,
the call.
Stani. Moving forward.
I mean, I feel like last night they went out at the start of that game and Dallas didn't have any of their players and the Warriors were feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
And they run up and down for a quarter and the Mavericks are kind of leading. And I'm looking at the game and I'm thinking, all right, Warriors are still fine.
Yeah.
There's no way Dallas should beat them like this. And then it's halftime and Dallas is up. You know, Dallas was up, I think, at the end of halftime, and the Warriors cut it to like 6, and then they were up big at the end of the third, and the Warriors cut it to 5 right at the end of the third quarter. So
Warriors, Dallas was up 1 at half. Warriors
right,
cut into it right
exactly.
There.
Exactly, and they had I want to say the Warriors went on like a 12-1 run the last 2 or 3
yeah,
minutes of that
you're
half.
Right.
What I'm getting at is, you know, they kept kicking the can down the road during the game, and the next thing you know, I'm looking up, and it's a two-point game with 4 minutes to go. And you know what? They're sitting with Kyrie Irving right now.
Man.
And now you're at the mercy of his greatness. And they just didn't play
enough. But you have Steph and Jimmy.
Well, guess what? Kyrie was better than both of them last night.
No, I
and,
can't
and
argue
that's,
that.
And that's the position that that you put yourselves in. You know, Jimmy Butler had a chance at the end to make a play, and he got called for a foul. And that would, you know, that's pretty much the ball game. That's the thing. If you let a team hang around, the next thing you know, you look up at the scoreboard, and you're down, and you're realizing, man, if they make a couple plays here, they're going to beat us. And they do, and they did.
Man.
And then the Warriors didn't make any plays. But I do think it was an urgency issue mostly, and that came from the start. And I also think it shows you how difficult it is, or for whatever reason, for teams in the NBA to play super hard 82 times. Like, I think they went into yesterday's game thinking, all right, let's punch the clock tonight and beat Dallas, and then we'll take our chances with Houston. But they just punched the clock. That's all they did. And Dallas was better than him. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment was brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Also, coming up after the break, your chance to play knockout at Chase Center.
Now you see what Guru has to deal with. Steiny is a pro. He is a G.
I'm for Africa.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You say Steiny is a bum?
Is a G.
No, what did he say before G? A pro.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I don't know if you felt it. We just had an earthquake in the East Bay.
I never. Well, it's in San Francisco.
Wow.
So I never feel them. I'm impervious to that.
I'm not scared of them anymore.
I got a big ass.
You were?
Yeah, I'm anchored. I'm anchored. I ain't going anywhere.
Well, that's not good. You got to get up.
No, that's my point. Warriors, they're not in a shambles.
I got to put a rat on the table brought to you by Echo Pest.
Real quick, coming up in 40 minutes, Mike Dunleavy, general manager of the Golden State Warriors, is going to join us. And in 5 minutes, I'm going to give you the keyword to play Knockout at Chase.
Love it. Yeah. Top five, this randomly just came to me. Let's do a Mount Rushmore of Warrior Killers. I think Kyrie gets the number one spot.
Okay.
I remember the Christmas game years ago when he still was with Cleveland and Bron, and he put on a show to win that game when they were wearing the hideous uniforms.
Okay.
So Kyrie number one.
All right.
James Harden number two. He had the Warriors, the Durant Warriors, down 3-2. Come on now.
We never beat them.
That's like beating them. People hate him. You got a problem with it, Evan? Harden?
I'd go with LeBron over Harden.
Well, he was coming next.
I'd go with Norman Powell over James Harden.
Norman Powell, yeah. I like Powell. Well, and then Chris Paul was going to be the fourth after LeBron.
I mean, last week it was Keontae George.
Dude.
Keon Ellis hurts him.
Man. Why would you bring up last year's... butchered. Shout out Shasky. The buyout market. Reggie Jackson. What happened to his career? He used to be a dude.
Am I talking to Matt or Eric?
let's go to Brendan in Novato. He's noticed something about Draymond Green.
Uh-oh.
Brendan, how you doing?
Hey, Sonny. Hey, Guru. How you guys doing?
All right.
Doing well.
In the first two games with Butler, and there was a sense of joy. And you could see it and you could feel it. Being a former player and coach, if you're one of your leaders is having bad attitude, bad body language, negative kind of overall effect, which Green was having last night for the majority of the game, and even Steph had to come over to him and calm him down for a minute, it deflates the whole team. And like he tried to make a straight line pass from 2 feet away to Buddy Hield in the middle of the lane, then he got on Hield like it was Hield. Like you can't have that attitude and show that nonverbal expression on the court and be successful, especially from a leadership position like Draymond Green has. There was no joy last night, and I believe that he suffocated that joy, and it was in the first half. It was in the second half. It's like the old Draymond when he can't see past something negative and move forward.
You know,
it was glaring to me.
Let me ask you this, and because I've been talking to Goo about this, I kind of feel like he's been walking the edge for 2 weeks now. I think he's been more angry on the court than he was maybe the first two and a half months of the season. Like, something's bothering him.
Yeah, the ESPN telecast the other night, I didn't get Fitz and Kalina Stoddy. They were talking about it, but I'm like, to his point, I don't like him showing up Buddy that way.
Well,
and sometimes it's Draymond's fault, and he takes it all the way down court. The ball stops. Draymond's talking to the sideline almost, Stoddy, I'm guessing, like he's snitching on Buddy. It's like, we all saw it. Let's move on. And Buddy takes the high road, comes up to him. What did you say? And I'm just like, and we're wondering why this dude can't hit the side of a barn. I'm just saying.
Yeah, Brendan, what do you think about that? Do you think, have you noticed that in the last couple weeks?
No, the first two games, it was gone. His attitude was gone the first two games, and you could see the joy, and everybody was talking about the joy the Warriors are playing with. And I didn't see it in the first two games from Draymond with Butler back, you know, on the squad. But yesterday, it was glaring, and you're right. At the beginning of the season, it was glaring. And for some reason, he forgot about it for the first two games, but last night it showed up again. You cannot throw a straight line pass from 3 feet away in the key. Like, you just can't.
No.
And then you're going to blame it on something.
Right.
You're going to blame it on Buddy Hield.
Oh,
and then Buddy Hield is now, his confidence is wrecked. You know what I mean? So it's like, as a leader, he knows better. Like, he's got to pick those guys up, and he's got to show confidence in them. And when he's getting into them and dogging them for stuff that he did wrong, then it just it implodes the whole team. I mean, I used to coach, and you got one negative person, not let alone your leader, one of your leaders, then you're just asking for trouble, and you aren't going to win.
Appreciate it, Brandon. Brendan, sorry. Brendan, yeah. Thanks for the call.
I'm not mad. So it ain't just me picking on John. Like, I see it.
Buddy Hield is the easiest guy on the team to pick on, and everybody does it. It's just Buddy Hield is the guy. This year, Buddy Hield is the player who's getting fingers pointed at him for problems that are bigger than just his.
Well, then,
he's the scapegoat.
Well, he's
right
the
now.
New Klay Thompson, because if we want to keep it real, keep your PI, Stoddy, when he left, all the joy was back and little things were said that I thought were pointing at Klay.
Next question.
Yeah, I don't like when fans do that.
Well, the player's doing it, his teammate.
No, but I don't like when, like, Buddy Hield wasn't as responsible for that loss as some other players. Like, it starts with Steph. Like, Buddy's not making shots. We know that. But nobody played great last night. Draymond had stretches. Butler was okay. Steph couldn't make a shot. Like, you don't... Buddy couldn't make a shot. Like, nobody played well enough for them to win, I didn't think, last night.
Yeah, and I'll say this to you. Because, like, I'm on the sideline. My fat butt's on the sideline watching these thoroughbreds play ball. Pastani, it's only been three games. Tonight will be four with Jimmy Butler. And as excited as I still am, they needed the move. Yet you look at the standings, there they are still fiddling around 10th. And if somehow a better team in regard record-wise beat you tonight, you're going to go into the break one under. Yeah. So all the stuff that I'm like, the euphoria of, I can't wait to the seven-game series, could you imagine the Macbeth version of Warrior
Why
basketball?
Can't you? Why can't you?
Because you can't lose games like last night.
They did.
Let's do this. Let's have
some
fun.
You think everything's going to change with a snap of a finger?
No, I don't.
Can I do something first before you go?
Okay, yeah. Take your time.
The key word to play Knockout at Chase is defense. Keyword is defense. When you hear that sounder, not now, but sometime before 1 o'clock, call into the contest line at 415-523-4652. Give them the keyword, and you're playing Knockout at Chase Center. Go ahead, Goo.
Okay, and Evan, yeah, I want you a part of this, and the listeners.
I'm done being
This is
nice
why I'm
today.
Really PO'd about the loss last night. Forget the position. This is just an exercise. Can we look at the Warrior roster and say, okay, you guys were without AD. So I'm going to say the Warriors were without Curry. You got a problem with that?
Okay.
Gafford.
They're 6-3 without Curry, though.
But hold on. I don't care about Ray. Gafford was out.
He stinks.
So I'm going to say Draymond is also
no
out.
No chance.
Evan,
you cannot compare Draymond to Gafford.
Gafford's a baller.
He stinks,
good. Okay, Lively.
Now that he's different.
Okay. Got Lively.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Do you guys get where I'm going?
No, I don't.
I can't even have fun.
you're saying like if the Warriors are playing.
Yeah, Evan, that's all. They wouldn't win that game.
They might.
No, not fully at full health.
Is there a game this year where the Warriors have been down to their G Leaguers and won?
I keep thinking of 2 years ago. Who did they beat? Remember, was it Miami?
Miami.
But we don't have a new version. Like, that's inexcusable last night, man.
I'm surprised you haven't brought up the stat that's really been bugging you. Brought to you by ATCO Pest Control.
Well, that's nice, Evan. Which?
1-21.
Oh, that doesn't bother me.
What are you?
It bothers you. It doesn't.
1-21 after trailing after three? So Steph was right. Well, they're not built to come back.
But Steph's the best player on the team.
So he takes some ownership in this.
You would think, or you don't have to give him any ownership of it.
No, it's not him.
Man. It's
when
not
we hook
him.
Up with Steph here soon, hopefully.
I think we're done with him.
No, we have some of the best interviews with him ever.
Yeah, I know, but I think he's
He asked us who our Masters pick were.
I think you guys are too big for him at this point.
He sent you a jersey. That's better than sitting down one-on-one.
Let's go to.
You guys just
Mike.
Exercise.
Mike's in Santa Clara. Hey,
is this
Mike,
the guy that owes us golfing in Half Moon Bay.
Oh,
no, it ain't.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Mike.
Oh, man. Yeah, I wish I was able to make it to that Pebble Beach Pro-Am for sure, but oh, well. Hey, just a quick update, guys. I had called you guys a couple weeks ago saying that we were expecting our baby. She was born on January 27th.
Let's go.
Healthy baby girl.
Let's go, baby.
Yeah, man.
What's her name?
We ended up going with Raya.
I like that, Raya.
Nice.
R-Y-A?
Yeah.
Yeah.
R-Y-A.
Yeah. Yeah. All righty.
Anyway, guys, all right. So, you know, watching the game last night, look, going off of what the previous caller, Brandon, was talking about with Draymond and his antics and his frustration, yeah, it's noticeable. But during the game, it wasn't just Draymond I was seeing that was just really frustrated. I'm not saying towards Buddy Hield, but you could see that Steph was out there frustrated. And just also with Steve Kerr, especially with, like, what really got to me was some of the calls that the refs made, they would call it, and then they would go the opposite way with it. I mean, it's ridiculous, especially with that kickball. That kickball really is what frustrated me the most.
Yeah, I didn't get that one either.
Yeah, I mean, there was just some loopy calls on that. So I put part of this also just on the officiating, but, you know, it still doesn't take away the fact that, you know, with especially three of their top players out, and Kyrie was just going, it was just a baller last night, let's just be honest on that, and he was just destroying us. But you could see it on Steph, you could see it on Draymond and Steve Kerr, obviously, you know, getting teed up for those three calls that weren't called. I mean, they just looked really lost out there. At a certain point, especially at the end of the game. So again, I think that it wasn't just Draymond; it was a lot of the team that was frustrated. And because it's really rare when you see Steph really getting frustrated and waving his arms in the air like that, especially when a timeout gets called. So that's all I wanted to bring up, guys. But yeah, the officiating was just ridiculous last night.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, congrats on the baby.
Yeah, congratulations,
Raya.
Baby
Raya.
There's
some stuff that I didn't get the kickball one either.
What? How? That's embarrassing.
So, you know, there's a couple things that...
Gucci man, the ref.
There's a couple things... Okay, so the Warriors have played three games with Butler, and not a big sample size, but there is something that hit me about last night's game. All right, who hurt him?
Kyrie.
And who would have guarded Kyrie 2 weeks ago?
Wiggins.
Yeah.
Wow, Stoney.
And
who would have guarded Dame when they played Milwaukee?
Well, he had 10 turnovers, so they at least turned him over. But like Butler's defense isn't quite like Wiggins out on the perimeter.
And he's older than Wiggins, and the fact that he's a bit, I'm using Rusty Steiny, that's what I saw. Yeah. I said, so you're telling me the Butler didn't even take a chance? I was waiting on him to guard Kyrie. And that's
so
what I
took
said.
A turn or two.
Yeah, but not.
Yeah. And how'd it go?
Not,
I'm just saying.
He gave everybody that work. Rihanna, work, 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 work,
and
work.
You know what? Here's the other guy that does it. Dennis Schroeder. What was the game, Evan, where Schroeder was really good on the ball and Kerr talked about how he gave us great energy on the perimeter? He was guarding somebody better than him.
Well, he made a play late in the Phoenix win where he stripped Durant from behind.
Yeah.
But he's at least pesky.
No, he is real pesky.
So they missed. They don't have their pesky defender. Well,
Kuminga's coming back, though. He can pick up 94 feet, and I know he ain't the best help defender, but Steiny, I think right now he might be your best on-ball defender. Because point of attack, they're getting crushed right now.
Boy, that worries me a little bit.
It should.
Let's go to...
The Rockets coming out to play.
He's not playing tonight.
No,
Draymond's playing. The guy who was the original.
He played last night.
Eason.
He played last night, though.
He's not playing tonight. He only had 25 last night.
Well, that helps us. You do not want to be one under at the break. But Phoenix is a carcass.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
So...
San Antonio not doing it much better, Stoney. 3-7, both of them in their last 10.
Let's go to Philmo. Philmo, Mike. Mike's in the house. Hey, Philmo, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing well, man.
We got to get out to play some golf. What's up, Joy? We got to get out to play some golf. But nah, I was thinking, man, everybody keep talking about Draymond and the attitude. They keep talking about the attitude problems. We miss free throws, bro. Like, you can't, like, we fundamentals. We
Our layup package, if you play 2K, our layup package is like 65 right now.
Right.
Missing all these layups.
He's right.
Why are we trying to make it seem like it's attitude problems and people not playing with joy? Bro, make your layups and you'll be happy because you won the game. Like, it's not brain science and rocket science. Like, we tricking off. Stop penciling games. Analysts, everybody, fans, stop saying, oh, we should win this game. And then the Warriors go off and trick off all these games. Yep. We trick off 7-8 games in a year, bro. We could be a lot better.
Yeah.
It's fundamentals. You're not playing hard. Play hard. Steve Kerr said, we came out lackadaisical. Why are you coming out lackadaisical? You're not OKC, bro. Come out, play hard. Maybe in the third quarter, Steph ain't got to play. Jimmy ain't got to play. But they need to change their mindset. I don't know what the hell it is, but missing layups, missed like eight layups last night.
It's frustrating.
Draymond, Steph, and the foul. We ain't even going to talk about the foul calls. James Williams, Gucci Man, I don't know what he doing. It's crazy out there. Kick balls that ain't being called. You trying to reverse calls that happened. What I thought that you only look at the one play. You don't get to look at all these extra plays in the thing. Oh, he did this and that. And then the play goes, I don't get that. When something happened, oh, did the foul happen? No, we're not contesting that. We're contesting this, and they try to look at all these other extra plays that happened before. They don't do that no other time. But nah, man, we lost the game because we missed free throws and we tricked off 6, 7, 8 layups.
But Mike, 15 of 18 on the night. Only I know Steph missed that one, but they were 15 of 18. You're on point with everything else, but the free throw line last night, they only missed 3 out of 18.
You got to make your free throws, bro, to go up one. That's huge. That changes the whole dynamic of the game.
No, come on now. I hear you.
You go up one off two free throws. Yeah.
Hey, Filma.
When it's your best player.
Oh, I wanted to ask him something. Yeah. I bet he has a lot of action this weekend. All-star.
We got it tonight.
Atco Pest Control is paying $10 for a super chat. It says Steiny Explain. Why don't I just change it to Guru? Explain to me why we haven't made the playoffs since JP left. Jordan Poole. He had 42 last night, by the way.
5-5.
And 45 the other night. And Jimmy makes more than Wiggins, JP, and Clay combined. So what did we really accomplish?
Well, I'll say this to that. I'm the biggest, and I'm not ashamed of it, and I told you, I'm the biggest Jordan Poole fan there is. It was not natural him leaving. There was a family fight and a divorce it was imminent. And that's why we lost him. Have we done a good job of replacing him? No. But now we can't, that's old stuff, Stoney. We got to move forward. But the bottom line, what I want to ask you and Evan, and I'm not putting it at the doorstep of these three, but they're the bigs. When you talk about Looney, Post, and TJD, Stoney, those are not the most athletic bigs. So to me, it starts there. When you got big dudes that can't just take the ball up and flush it off a good dime. They can do it every now and again, but now it's starting to filter out. Steph misses his share, and we're seeing it more. But this is an athleticism issue when you have a team, because we're saying it pretty, because we're not trying to be mean. But when you can't finish, Stoney, to me, that's athleticism.
It's part of it. They aren't athletic.
We don't got no.
They aren't athletic.
No, you know what? Amari Stoudemire to give it to him or take it up and just dunk it. Lynn Bias. Nothing remotely close. We got heavy foot dudes down there. And Looney's part of it. As much as I love Looney, we're missing bunnies.
Let's put Rats on the Table, sponsored by Atco.
Where you going?
Let's rank these guys on athleticism.
Okay. All right, I'm your guy.
Curry, below average. What? Butler, average athlete, I would say. NBA, I'm comparing him to other NBA players. Draymond Green,
below average.
Kuminga.
Above.
Okay. Pajemski.
Average. Oh, below average. All right.
Buddy.
Pods can dunk. No, I'm just. Why you got. No, not like. See, now it sounds like I'm caping for him. Pod's athleticism, Stani, is
what?
I'm not saying he's AI. He's not. He got some Fred Astaire to his game. He got the Steve Nash for his body type.
The Warriors woefully unathletic compared with other NBA teams.
That's a problem. And that's why Kuminga being out this long has really hurt.
We got to change the bar on athleticism.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, boy.
If it's just dunking.
I know.
I'm
just saying.
Jumping at, Evan, got, oh, boy. Evan, the, you guys.
Hey, Kenny. Pods can dunk.
I will never get
actually, you know
again.
What? I don't. I'm trying to picture
Pods
him dunking.
Can dunk. I've seen him. Steiny, stop.
He can. What's Steph Curry?
Yeah, I think he threw one down not too long ago.
He's got to bounce that thing, you know, like he does in warm-ups.
He's got to be downwind.
No, they're not athletic.
Like, let's say you work at B of A, all of us. If you could dunk a basketball, athleticism, you're already average. Like, that's
not
impressive.
For NBA. These are the
but best. Pods is not 6'10", Steiny.
What's your point?
Did I think he's average athleticism.
Okay. Well, you got.
But you're saying the whole
NBA. You got
NBA.
Seven average guys and one guy who's.
He's more athletic than Chris Paul.
Who?
I'm trying to. Pods. I'm trying to go through all these guards now.
Is he more athletic than Jordan Poole?
No. Hell no.
Is he more athletic than any of the players he will have to guard tonight on the Houston Rockets?
No, this is Athletic City. This is the real Kawakami and Marcus Thompson, the Athletic. When he's at the stand, drop that TK. You know what I mean? These dudes, it felt like open gym in the first half of that game last night. I'm going to just say it.
Well, I wish you would have come out with that. Instead, you were saying, pretty good effort by the guys. By the guys.
You guys are hard, man.
I'm just kidding.
No, but athleticism is an issue.
Who?
And Butler, I think you robbed him of, come on now.
I robbed him of what?
Athleticism.
He used to be.
Yeah. He's 35, Goo.
Well, he ain't played in 30 days.
And your point is? Just say, Steiny, you're right. They're very unathletic. Goo?
What about GP2? I'll wait. Above average.
My fault.
Steiny, the dude? Come on, man.
This is what you got to understand. If you drop Gary Payton II onto the Houston Rockets right now, he'd be one of their least athletic guys.
Nah, see, he's got.
I'm just saying.
It's not his bounce. He's got some bounce
to
him.
He's a little bouncy.
He could play D. Got slippery hips.
And he really. Oh, my gosh.
You
all right, 888-957-9570 is the number. A couple things coming up on the other side. One is your official shot to play knockout. We're running out of spots. I think we have five more. On the other side, I'm going to give you the keyword to play knockout at Chase. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Mike Dunleavy, Golden State Warriors general manager, and Guru is going to grill him. And Guru's already told Raymond Ritter that he's coming down Dunleavy's road for this team's lack of athleticism. 888-957-9570. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.